Do you think negotiators should have some form of manual system to run alongside their computer system? I wouldn't say so much manual, it's probably more of a thought pattern really. I mean, there's some very good industry trainers out there. What you've got to do, managers, owners of businesses, need to probably spend a little bit more time, in my opinion, listening to what their staff are doing and helping them in the right goal.
I mean, you were a big director for Pike and Crone, Lincolnshire's biggest estate agent. You won every award under the sun. What were you teaching your next to do?
I think endemic through the company was a very, very strong qualification. Everything was reviewed, opportunities that were missed were revisited, and you can't do everything for everybody. That's the reality. You only have so many hours in the day. So as much as you want to deal with them, you've also got to prioritise what you can do and manage expectations. You're better off saying to an applicant, look, Mr. Smith, you're not looking to move for the next 6 to 9 months. Can I take some details off you now? Here's my card. Please come back to me when you get nearer the time. Or I'll forward dire eyes, give you a call in 6 to 9 months, then we'll get you fully on the mailing list. Then promise to go on the mailing list straight away and just do nothing or send white noise, because equally that person's impression of you as an agent isn't necessarily brilliant. Do they then go and recommend you to other people? Probably not.
And let's touch on it, but we'll probably go into a bigger detail in another video. I know for facts I live in Lincolnshire and have dealings with a number of Pike and Crone offices that, as I said, used to be a director of until very recently. You were very good at cross sales.
Absolutely.
Why is that?
I think, as I touched on that earlier on, a lot of agents work very much on their fees, and years ago the fee that an agent generated and the volume of transactions was sufficient. Over time we've seen property price rises, but actually the actual achievable fee for most agents has decreased, but costs have gone up. You've got more suppliers in the industry, most of the portals are charging more and more money, so the outgoings are increasing. The income per unit in real terms is either stagnant or decreasing, certainly with new business models coming into the environment. So companies have got two choices. They either reduce their costs down, which there's only a limit you can do that without affecting your core business, or you've got to look at other ways of achieving income, and conveyancing referrals, survey referrals, relocation referrals, mortgage opportunities. These are all very, very valid services that the client and the purchaser and the vendor are going to use from somewhere. They're going to use them. They've got to use a solicitor.
Yes.
They're going to use financial services. So why wouldn't they use your product? Very often, it's not identifying the journey that a client, vendor, applicant, landlord, whatever makes, and looking at the points at which time you can actually assist them or build up that assistance. By the time you in most cases for ancillary sale, it's a 3-point hit before you finally get that instruction.
Yes.
There's no point going in bang right at the end and hoping for a win, because your chances of success are limited. It's identifying that and working through that process.
Not giving all your secrets away, but probably in the next video, why don't we help these guys out there in the estate agency land and give them some top tips on how Pike and Crone were able to cross-sell so much. How do you feel about that?
More than happy to.
Let's do that then. We'll see you in the next video.